at the 1:05 your time. In other words, 7:05 my time. See? Okay. We left off on Bami Gimla Medala. Okay?
Yeah.
We left off on that one, Gimla Medala. The Gemara is referring to a din, Rashi refers to the Sanhedrin, Dav Samachim. The Gemara has a cloud that you only get malchus if you violate an aver, which is the love that chasima, masas mishabedisha, because the two psukim are adjacent to each other in Chumash Devara. It says, Mahayam bin Akkos and Rashi, right next to the pasuk of masas mishabedisha. The Gemara says that one of the conditions, one of the criteria is that you only get malchus if you violate a normal law, then there's no mountains. What's a lapshah b'chlomis? So the simple meaning of the word, we don't know exactly how to translate it, but the simple meaning of the word, you have a pasuk like v'sachu al adam, and it has many different levels of interpretation. The Rambam learns that God bless and admits that lapshah b'chlomis only applies when you have a pasuk that shuta shal mikra is one thing, and there are many additional levels of drushes of Torah about that. So the pshutu shal mikra is Torah shidichsav, and that means malchus. That means some shabadisha is a pasuk and chomish that's Torah shidichsav. But additional levels of interpretation, any given pasuk, a Torah shabapes, and that is no malchus. That's how the Rambam seems to hold that v'socha al adam, the ikalah really goes on a bit so remote. And v'socha al achila and v'vil, they don't. And that's why the v'socha al achila and v'vil, they don't. Gets malchus, because he violated a law of lying like every other law. And the other levels of interpretation of the Sef Al Adam are all drushes of Tarash Mateh, so therefore there's no Malkus on them. So the Gemara gives us one of the examples of a drusha of the Tarash Mateh, and that passage of the Sef Al Adam, you're not permitted to eat from the behemoth according to Tetzin Napsha. What does it mean? I shafted the coin in the Bekshit, there's no longer an Isser Enes Bucha. There's no longer an issue of the Aveid Menachai, there's no problem of Aveid Menachai. If I yank off a limb from the animal, Beid B'chayah Alavla Yorim Medesef, the animal stands now, we hold that there is no Issei Menachai. Machlai Sabiyah from Mishlokish, and Gidah Nosh. So we hold that as it stands now, there is no Issei Menachai. But if I rip off, you have to shech in the Kod Innovation, I rip off a limb, so there's no Issei Menachai, there's no Bas Menachai. It's already Nishcha. Nonetheless, not letting eat that Eber that you cut off, and if you do, then you violate this law of Sofno al Adam, but you don't get malchus. So the Gemara gives this as an example. A person wants to eat, Harus Shiyabri, he wants to eat healthy food. So when he shechs the animal, he should cut off from the neck. Let him cut off a piece of flesh. Now, if he wouldn't cut off the piece of flesh before he would do the shechita, then it would be a Nisa Bos Manachai. Bos Manachai is malchus. Ein Menachah is also not, Ein Menachah is only the advice of Gidin Batzamut. Bas Menachah, you don't have a Gidin, you don't have any Atzamut, just a little bit of Kazayis of Kutteveshit. That's Bas Menachah. So Bas Menachah is Allah, and Ein Menachah is Allah. But here he cuts off the Bas from the neck, after the Shechit, so you're not allowed to eat it, not just Teitzei Nafsha. After Teitzei Nafsha, then you're allowed to eat it. And it says, that even for the Dachri, he's also allowed to eat it. One could have argued the point and said, that on Israel is allowed to consider the Tali Rahman and you say Manachai goes on. But in Nachri, there is no din of Shechita, so one can argue the point and say that when you cut off Bosa Manachai from the animal while still with Racheses, so as far as the Nachri is concerned, that should be Bosa Manachai. What is going to help that the animal is going to die later on? But this was ripped off, this Bosa from the neck was detached from the animal before it died, while it was still jumping around. So that's what the Brisa says. It can be, since for us it's muta because b'shchita tali rachmana, so this brisa supports that they didn't want to be had before. Machlokes, when you say nika midyana, Taisa shows that it has to be a machlokes somewhere. Taisa, the end of Dima Maskal, Echad al Kucham, Echad Israel, he showed from a different gemara that it has to be taught muta of machlokes. That's when he said yesterday that's machlokes, the Ramam, the Rashbo, had a pastor, the Ramam pastors, you don't say nika midyana. And the case of Mishnah there, no Chris Malachim, that's what it says in the Ayin Mishpat, or his Gimel, he says, Ayin of Maimini, or Mashiach Kasa Bazaar Kesa Mishnah. This Mishnah quotes that the Sersi quotes that the Rashbam, the Taurus of Ayis, does not agree with this Ram. Rashbam also, you should pass him the Ikami. So that's in Yerudeya, it's Simen Chav Zayin, that's what it says, Ayin Tur Yerudeya Simen Chav Zayin. So in Yerudeya, they pass him a fish like that. If he cut off, Bosa Menachai, from a behemoth to mei, or which chita is not a chal. Or both someone on a chal from a behemoth to hora, but a nochri did the chita, so it's not called chita. So then if a nochri will eat it, it'll be a bosom on a chal. And even if the nochri won't begin to eat until after the animal drops dead, it doesn't help. At the time when it was detached from the animal, the animal is a bosom on a chal, and the yisav doesn't disappear just because the animal dies. But if it was cut off from a behemoth to hora, achash chita shnei simanim. On the day Israel, so since Mi'ikamidi didn't sell Sharia and Ben Rechasim, since Lukabim Ben Yisrael, the Shechit of Tal Rachman, and there's no Yisrael Bas Melechai, there's only an Yisrael, even allowed to eat it, Acha takes an Apsha, the Sokh Lal Adam. So then we said Mi'ikamidi, so the Nachri can also eat it. So then there's a Shach, and that's in the Chav Zayin, Shach quotes a Yam Shal Shlomo, quotes the Marshal on our Daf. I don't understand what he said. He says, if a behemoth belongs to a nochri, and the nochri requests of a Jew that the Jew should shecht it, then just like shechita is not chal on a behemoth tamei, on an elephant or on a horse, or on a donkey, and just like if a nochri shechts, it's not called shechita, so the Jew shechts a behemoth that belongs to a nochri, it's not called shechita. Why not? What kind of a din is that? I don't know what the marshal means. I didn't say I was very surprised. I looked at the Supreme Court and said, the Supreme Court doesn't ask. No, there must be some simple chat. I don't know what it is. That was the Gemara that we left out yesterday. The Din of Bacha Tetsinapsha, that's the Gemara Sahaba Sama Gimel, that this is included in the, it's one of the additional levels of interpretation on the Posek of Losof Lavadam. Then the next Mishnah is really an Indian of the Tara. We made up that we're going to leave that out. We'll skip a few until you see Kenneth. That's Lamed Zayin Aleph. Lamed Zayin Aleph, Behemoth is holding on its last legs. Behemoth is very weak. It's about to die a natural death. So if it's going to die a natural death, only Nochrim will be allowed to eat it. It's the Behemoth. And the Nochrim probably won't want to eat it either. Who wants to eat Nesim Aleph? We mentioned that the Maritz Tzchak, I is later on that side of Gala, quotes on Yishayim, who is not permitted to eat Mesa Meilav. He has to eat Davke Nechira, Tali Rahman, has to do Nechira. The Pashto says that it's not correct, but that's what some Yishayim hold. So here's a Shaila, that the Behel is about to die, and it's going to be the Behel. So I hurry up quickly and I shech. So maybe it died in the middle of the Shechita. The din is that the animal has to be alive the whole time that I do the shkita. So the Mishnah says the animal has to do pirkos. If it does pirkos, it's assuming that it's still alive. So the Mishnah gives you a name, a gasa name, a daka. Exactly what's the definition of pirkos? What's exactly the definition of misukemis? I didn't know that the behemoth is holding on its left legs. So that's the Gemara number days, number 10 lines from the bottom. Echi dami misukemis. By the Rosh Hashanah is eight down. The animal can't stand on its own four legs. Even if it's eating wood, and even if it's screaming, and even if it's doing other things. But if it can't stand on its own, then we label it as a behemoth. And then Allah says, you have to have pirkus. And the Gemara gives you all the difference in one of the pirkus to be sure that the animal was alive throughout the shechit. So then the Gemara has a machlekes on the ches on an aleph. Lachleke samarai. A pirkus sha'omru. Does it have to be the sof shchita, or is it even good if the pirkus is the emtza hashchita? What exactly is the machlekes? The Rashi seems to learn pashim shad. It's a machlekes, a medical machlekes, a biological machlekes. The animal has to be alive from the beginning to the end of a shechita. If an animal died a natural death first, and then you shechita, if it's a shechita, it's not chal on the neilah. Or if the animal dies in the middle of the shechita, the second half of the shechita, the cutting of the veshah, first you cut the cutting, and the veshah is behind it. So by the time you cut the veshah, the animal is dead already. So the second half of the shechita is done on the neilah. So that's not acceptable. That's a machlekes amaray b'mitzis. If the animal will do pirkus b'emtza shechita, do we assume it'll take another couple of seconds till it's going to die? It's not going to die instantaneously. If it had pirkus, And so cinnamon's going to die, may die 5 seconds later, can die immediately. So then you have the right to assume that the Sof Shechita was still alive and died afterwards. But he said, no, there may be a Pirkus Ben Tzav Shechita, and it died instantaneously. And the end of the Shechita was done, was already dead. That's the Pashat Pshat the way Rashi seems to learn. The bottom Rashi, it sounds a little strange. The bottom line in Rashi, Lamed Chesam and Aleph, but in the Sof Shechita, Sof Mamish and Tefarchis, Bigmar Shechita, the Dehebi Bachius, Akar Shechita. What are the words? What do the words mean? What do you mean? Shechita is only matter the animal if the animal was still alive after he did the Shechita. What is it talking about? Is he alive after the Shechita? That doesn't make any sense. If there's something wrong with that Rashi, that credit point that it does read straight. That's the Pashto Pshat. I seem to remember, okay, I seem to remember hearing a shiur from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein on this Gemara 45 years ago. I looked in the Sefer, they have here the Dibur Smosh and Chulin only on Perek Aleph. They don't have a Perek Beis. I seem to remember hearing a shiur where he, and I think he interpreted that the Machlokes, whether the Sof Shechita and Gmar Shechita is a different Machlokes, based on this last line in Rashi. Machlokes is, everybody agrees, you cannot do Shechita on an animal that's dead. Yeah, the Shechita, the Sin Sheni, was done on an Reila, that for sure is not good. But the question is that all? You can't do Shechita on a dead animal, but on a live animal, Shechita is good, even though the Shechita didn't succeed in killing the animal, because the animal would have died at the exact same time anyway. But you say, no, Shechita has to kill the animal. So if you have to know that if not for the Shechita, the animal would have lived longer, and the Shechita killed the animal. So I seem to remember vaguely that he wanted to interpret, that that's the Machlokes Amoraim, not a Machlokes in medicine and biology, whether the Pirkus, the Emtza Hashchita, is a hechocha that the animal is not going to die for the next 10 seconds, or it's not a hechocha, so maybe he died in the middle of the Hashchita, and in Halacha they both say the same thing, the animal has to be alive to the end of the Hashchita, but rather, it's a Machlokes in the definition of Hashchita. The Hashchita have to kill the animal, you have to know that the animal would have lived longer if not for the fact that it didn't shechita, or is it sufficient if the animal was alive to the end of the shechita? You know, the shechita didn't hasten its death. I seem to remember vaguely that that's what Rav Moshe interpreted. The problem is, though, when you read on the base, that suggestion doesn't fit in. So Rav Moshe must have said something, because he gave a whole shiur on the whole Gemara. The only part that I remember was this suggestion. So on the last line in the Gemara, in Lamed Ches and Aleph, Rava is insisting on his shita. Rava said before, in the middle of the Amud, by the tiny letter Gimel of the Ayin Mishpat, Rava says the other Masov Shita. Rava holds that Pirkus has to be Masov Shita, and he's disagreeing with the other Amoraim that Pirkus Ben Tzav Shita is good enough. So Rava says, Mino, how do I know that I'm right? That the din requires Pirkus should be Masov Shita in the Tanya. So he quotes a Braisa. Maybe before we go to the right of Braisa, this din of the Sukenis, the Gemara has a comment on Lamed Zayin on the base of one, but it's a pasuk from Yecheskel chapter Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yecheskel not only about the Churban Beis Hamikdash is going to take place, and he tells him to act in the Nevuah. That's what the Ramban Chumash writes, that sometimes there's a Nevuah with a poil dimyon, where the Navi acts out something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Navi, take two branches and put them together and do this and do that. So whenever there's a poil dimyon, that means that it's a strong in the Nevuah. Means that it's certainly going to happen. Normally, in the Bu'al the Ro, the Gemara says Masel Shabbos, and the Rama quotes in Hilchus Yisrei HaTorah, but he talks about a Navi Ebes and a Navi Sheker, so the Rama says that a Nevuah L'Taiko is never going to be Chazer. If Navi says something is going to happen, so if it doesn't happen, it's a sin that he's a Navi Sheker. That's how it says in Chumash. If you ask, Ech, not the Hadover, how will we know whether he's a Navi Ebes and a Navi Asheker? It says in Chumash, if the Navi predicts something in the future and it doesn't happen, so you know that he's a Navi Asheker, so you can give my Nishnisa. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara Masech Hashem, that's only if the Nevuah that the Navi said is neutral, or a Nevuah L'Toy by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chazibah. What if it's a Nevuah L'Roy? The Navi tells, let's say, Yonah HaNavi said, O Rabbi Yom Di'it Ben HaPachas, and it didn't happen. How come it didn't happen? Why, it was a Navi Asheker? No. They did tshuva, that's what he was afraid of. Yonah HaNavi was afraid they're going to do tshuva. And Bnei Yisrael never do tshuva, so he didn't want to deliver the reward because it'll show the negative mindless of Bnei Yisrael that they don't do tshuva. The goyim do tshuva and the Jews don't do tshuva. So he delivered the nevuah all Abraham Yom Benin by Napachas, and it didn't happen. So the Rambam calls the Gemara Shabbos and the Nevuah the Ruah self understood that it's Allah Tanai. If they don't do tshuva, if they do tshuva, the nevuah is off. The gzera will be broken. But the Nevuah the Taiva, the Nevuah the Taiva is in the chazeres. So here, the Rambam writes al-Chodesh, by Med, by Mamur, when he said Nevuah the Ruah could be chazeres, that's only if there was no poil dinyan. But if the Nabi was told to act something out, that means that that's a gzera and it's not going to be broken. That's it. Here, the Nabi is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should eat some disgusting tasting bread, some bagel that's baked on coals with tzoas adam. Awful, disgusting. So the Nabi asked the Rebbe Shalom, give me a break. Abrahman says, oh Hashem alakim. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, oh Hashem alakim. And actually, not too much. They will trade for the half of the Ura and Arata. But the Bob is eating the Sar Pigo. So the Gemara says, I never did this Aver. Never did that Aver. Give me a break. Don't tell me I have to eat this disgusting tasting and disgusting looking bagel that was baked on the coals with soils. So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk. What does the Novi Chesko say? Nevela trefa loya chalter. A religious Jew doesn't need nevela trefa. So he's saying as if he's more religious than other people. Everybody, all Jewish people don't need nevela trefa. He didn't have any reformed Jews there. So all religious Jews don't need nevela trefa. The Gemara says no. The nevela means inebriate. And as the Gemara said, nevela trefa loya chalter menusha loya chalter besar kuskus meyoynor. Kuskus means to go chef quickly. So the Choso Amaseh, Choso means the Shev. So the Gemara says, when a behemoth would be holding by its last legs, and a behemoth and canis, and the Baal behemoth would tell the Shev, run quickly, a Shev, think quickly, it shouldn't become an availer. So it's a little bit shaky, the Shechita is a little bit shaky. The Halacha says it's only a kosher Shechita if it was pirkus, if there wasn't a pirkus, not. The Cheskadami says, I had a Midas Lassidus, I would never eat such meat. From a Misukenis, even if it would be a Pirkus, I wouldn't eat it. Shalachal, but the Sarkus, Kusmeo. He never ate a Misukenis and Nishkato, even if it would be Pirkus. And then the next thing that he said, that brought the feed, the Sark people, means Shalachal, the Behem, Shahar Bachocha. Whenever there'd be a Shaila, and I had to ask a Rav, and the Rav had a kvetch, and he came out with a cooler, so Cheskadami had a Chumah, he wouldn't eat Behem, Shahar Bachocha. They told me that on one occasion, a yeshiva bachar asked Rav Moshe Feinstein a shayla every day. The boy didn't know every day. So Rav Moshe said that it's mutter. So the boy said that maybe I should need it because of behem shahar b'chacham. And I asked him the shayla. So Rav Moshe snapped at him and he said, just because you're not Maritz, that's not called behem shahar b'chacham. It's a behem shahar b'chacham. Behem shahar b'chacham means it's a good shayla and you had to work hard till you fetched out a heta. This is enough for the din. So the behemish and din. So that's not called behemish or bachach. Behemish or bachach means if there was a shayla, and it appears in Hilchas Nida also. Let's say in Hilchas Tarsa Mishpacha, there's a shayla, and there's room to be makel. So let's say the husband is a dinik tzaddik and the wife is a normal religious girl. So the husband wants to be from on the cheshbon of the wife. He wants his wife to wait an extra day. Or he wants it to go to a different mikveh. So some kind of a behemidus chasidus. Because as it stands now, it's a behemish or a bachach. Behemish or a bachach is not only on behemah, it's any area of halacha. When you had to work hard to figure out a cooler, so Midas Chassidus has it that you don't rely on such a cooler. So the Pesachim Shuva quotes, if you have a couple who are married, and one of them wants to be on a level of Midas Chassidus, and they never made this up at the time that they got married. The other one says, I want to be an Orthodox Jew. The mother wants to do Midas Chassidus. He doesn't want to rely on any heterim on kulis. So that's not fair. You have no right to prada minas chasidus on your spouse's expense. Whether the husband wants to be the tzaddik on the wife's expense, or the wife wants to be the tzaddikus on the husband's expense. Remember, my father-in-law's funeral. So yesterday was my father-in-law's yahrzeit. So I remember this funeral, Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum delivered a hesped. So in the middle of the hesped, he told over a story. I don't remember what the context was, why he mentioned it. He told over a story that there was an older balabas who was learning in Brooklyn, and was, he said he had learned in Radin, and when Chavos Chaim's first wife died, so before he married the second wife, so he used to have a Jewish maid who would cook the food for him. So his wife wasn't alive, so he used to have bochum from yeshiva eat by him on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, when the maid served the soup, the chicken soup, so all the boys sat down, they were eating, and the Chavos Chaim asked one of the boys to please go in the kitchen and ask the maid if the chicken soup is kosher. So he thought that he must be senile. What do you mean that, Mr. Maid, if the chicken soup is kosher? She gave you the soup. Obviously it's kosher. So the Bacher made believe that he didn't hear. He just ate the soup. The Chavos Chaim didn't get angry. He just waited the 2 minutes and then he asked the boy, please go to the kitchen and ask the maid if the chicken soup is kosher. So he thought, wow, he's really senile. He didn't budge, he didn't move. The Chavos Chaim didn't get angry. He waited another 2 minutes and he said nicely, please go to the kitchen and ask the maid if the soup is kosher. So he figured, look, he's going to keep on asking every 2 minutes. So he went to the kitchen and he told the maid in Yiddish, I don't know what this is supposed to mean, but the Chavos Chaim asked me to ask you whether the chicken soup is kosher. So she starts to scream out loud, oh, you know, I forgot to tell him not to eat the soup. He gave me instructions whenever there's a shayla on the chicken, and I have to ask the Moira Hara, and he had to be makel, so he doesn't want to eat it. It's and today, on Erev Shabbos, there was a shayla on the chicken. And the Moira Hara took him a few minutes until he came up with a hefer. So tell the Chavos Chaim, you shouldn't eat the soup. For the other people, it was mutter. The maid served the soup, so strictly speaking, it was kosher. But this is Yecheskel Amavi, it's Midas Chassidus. They wouldn't eat. So the Gemara says, on that same passage, the Beit HaTreif HaVarachalti, that refers to the Sukkahs. He had a personal chumer. I mean, this chassid is not to eat on the Sukkahs. So again, on Lam Ches, on Lam Zayin HaMalach, the Mishnah says, if you have pirkus, anything that is jumping back and forth, so then you know for sure that it's okay. It's alive, it's not in the Beit. The Gemara has a machlekes, Rav and other Amorim, Lam Ches HaMalach, but the pirkus, Shomer has to be the sof shchit, or the ben sof shchit is also good enough. So the two ways to learn machlekes, you could learn machlekes is that sufficient proof? The fact that there's pirkus in the middle of the shchit, is that sufficient proof that the animal must have still been alive for another 10 seconds? An animal doesn't go from pirkus, from jumping around with koyach, to dropping dead in a second. It's going to take 10 seconds. Before the 10 seconds are up, I'll finish the whole shchit. Or do you say, no, maybe the animal could go from being absolutely very powerful with pirkus to dropping dead instantaneously, and you don't have another 10 seconds to go. So maybe the animal was dead during the second half of the shchit. That's the Pashim Shah. But then you don't understand what Rashi said, but chiyus achas shchita. That doesn't make sense. That's what the other suggestion was, that making some machloekis and din, not machloekis and mitzias, machloekis and my theology, machloekis and din. Is it enough if the animal is alive during a shchita, so you're not shechting in the veil? Shchita on a live animal is mata b'achila. You say no. The definition of shchita is that it kills the animal. Normally the animal would have given that longer. Maybe that's a Rashi means. Dead mechis acha shchita. The animal would have lived on longer if not for the fact that I killed it in the shchita. So for that you have to have pirkus b'sof shchita to show that it would have lived on longer. He said pirkus b'sof shchita is enough. That means as long as the animal is alive during the whole shchita. Shchita has to be done on a live animal, cannot be done on a dead animal. Yeah, the question is if you say that it's nazi pshat, the second suggestion, that has going to be done on a base. This is the shchita. So Rabbi says, how can I prove that my shchita is correct? That pirkei shomer has to be the same shchita? They quote a price. Price it talks about Melchus Zman. Now that I shaft the carpet until the eighth day. The meaning is that applies even if it's a behema, that you know the vata shikol, you know that it was a full term pregnancy. It's based on this passage that the Gemara says, my Sefer Shabbos, if you shaft the behema before the eighth day, it's a safik nefah. That's only the din of safik nefah, is only if it's not your dua, if it's not known. That it's tvah they call the chadasha. So the Gemara says, kol shloshot ba'odim shloshim yom is a suffix neifel, and kol shloshot ba'odim mushmana yom is a suffix neifel. So where did they get that from? So the shloshim yom ba'odim they got from pigeon abed. The din is that you don't do pigeon abed until the yom lamad aleph, even if it was a post mature baby, even if you know the baby was 10 months. pregnancy. The baby was born with hair, with fingernails, everything fully developed. It's a vadois. The doctors look at a baby, they can tell that it's a post-mature, there's a premature baby born too early, there's a post-mature baby born after more than 9 full months. So the din in it is that you don't do pigyon on ben until yom la'alot, even if it's a vadois, that it's a post-mature baby. But the Gemara seems to assume that the reason why the Torah gave shloshi yom for pigyon on ben is like a lo klub deraisa, because normally koshel shloshi yom ba'adam is a suffix nefer. So if you wait 30 days, then it's yatzmach al suffix nefer. But the din is a lay plug. Even if it's a vadai, then it is kamer chadosha, you still have to, you can't do pigyon on ben before the 31st day. And the Gemara says in the same breath, it's the same matter, Masech HaShabbos, Kablaz and Vila, in the middle of the service of Yisrael, so the Gemara says, by Behemoth, Koshel HaShosh, Mani Yomim, the Behemoth is a Safed Nepal. And Yerideya, many of the Paschim assume that it's only the Rabbah. That being Koshel HaShosh, Mani Yomim, I think it's in the Tzvavos, and Hilchah Shechita, that the Din, you have to wait 8 days to Shech, and give the Behemoth. Unless you know the Vada, then it's called Lachadosh, then you don't have to wait. So that whole thing is only the Rambam. The Rambam, I think, is the favorite answer. The Rambam writes, you shouldn't shech the behemah within the 8 days, but if you did, and you ate it, you don't get malchus, because it's only a suffix. If the whole thing is only the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't have to write that there's no malchus. So in fact, the Rambam writes, there's no malchus, because it's only a suffix nefil. So you see, the Rambam seems to assume that it's a real din deras. But the other day, they assume that the din of Koshel HaShosh, Shmona, Yavim, the day, and they felt the Sofik Nekro, is only a make believe Sofik in the Rapport. The same thing, the din of Koshel HaShosh, Shlokosh, and Yom Ba'adam, is a Nekro also. There's a long, like a Mishnah, the beginning of Ilchus Yibam HaChalitza, as on both sides of the Rambam. The Rambam is in the middle. Usually you have the Magen Mishnah on one side, the Kes Mishnah on the other side. Here, Magen Mishnah takes up both columns on the same page. As a long arichas that he insists that according to the Rambam, that whole din of kol shloshim yom ba'adam is a safik neikon, unless you know the vada shekav lachadoshot, the yadu shekav lachadoshot. He says that that's only a din mid the Rabban. It's not a din mid the They introduce it as a chumra mid the Rabban, and then they use it as a kumra mid the Rabban. A horror made an ergo, the baby was born, you don't know whether it's called lachadoshot or not. So a horga in a narrow gala because maybe it's a suffix nefil. So the reason why they introduced that kula, horga in a narrow gala, is because they want to introduce chumras in the rabban. That's a whole shtick of term. That by shloshim yom ba'adam, it's only the rabban. And shulchan aruch paskan, the shmoneh yomim b'beina, is only in the rabban. So this pasuk, shor kes reis kiva, v'hoshim yosem tachzim, but the pshuta shel mikra is talking about kvashim. You shouldn't be magdashin as a carbon, you're not allowed to be magdashin mechus hazman. That's called mechus hazman within the 8 days. And you're not allowed to be makriv mechus hazman on the mizbech. Whoever is magdashin makriv, the Gemara has in the first pair confirmed that you get malchus for all of these things. So included in that passage, it says, sure, okay, so always, so with marbe, more things that you're not allowed to be makriv. Always marbe. So the Gemara says, okay, so prat l'kelayim. Marbe, the mayit, this is discussed, is o amibu, is o amil. Whatever it is, another Gemara is, o over here is mamay. So it says, shor, okay, so o, that you can only makib shor kesev eis. You cannot be makib kelayim. That's to have a blend of two different animals, a shor and an eis, or a kesev and an eis, a goat and a sheep. I think a shor and an eis probably killed a not boiling, because this is a 9 month pregnancy. The shor is a behemagasa, a 9 month pregnancy. Eis is a behemadaka, it's a 5 month pregnancy. So I think the Gemara says in the first experiment, they're not more leading than he said. But if you have two animals that are both behemadaka and they're both kosher, you have two animals that are both behemagasa and they're both kosher, then it can be more leading than he said. If one is kosher and one is not kosher, the Gemara is also so different. They cannot be more than Zamizem. That's what we spoke about the other day, that the Ramon Yerideya quotes a minig from the Sefer Yisra'el, from the Yodin Yisra'el. It's based on a Rashi in Chulin and Eilat Treifus that you don't need a bird unless you have a Masorah that it's a Min Tava. So the Gemara says that they made a mistake, that Amoraim thought that a certain bird was a Min Tava, never eating it. And then after a long while, after a couple of months, they realize that they made a mistake. They really didn't have to see Siman Nitar. So Rashi says on that Gemara, if the Amoraim can make the mistake, he can make the mistake also. So that's Rashi's meaning, that the Ramah quotes from the Yisra'el, the Merabah doesn't quote it. This is an Ashkenazi meaning. But the Ramah quotes a meaning, not eat any birds, unless you have a Maser, then it's kosher. So what if there's a chicken, we have a Maser, then it's kosher, and you have turkey, you have the Maser, and then we'll eat them as the chickens and the turkeys can have a vlad together. So then if you have a Maser on one, so the Maser carries over to the other one as well. The thing is that chickens and turkeys are Malidim Zemizah only with artificial insemination. On their own, they can't. So that's a question whether the Maser and the chicken carries over to the turkey or not. What happened was that when Columbus brought the turkeys back to Europe, so the Spartans don't require a Maser. So who lived in Spain? Spartan. The Jewish Spartan lived in Spain. So they started eating the turkeys. So 50 years later, the Ashkenazim saw that the Spartans were eating the turkeys. So they assumed they must have had a Maser. So they all started eating. They didn't realize that the Spartans never had a Maser. You don't need a Maser. You check with the Simonim. Mishnah Etreifos tells you what are the Simonim, the Sugya of Nesher, tells you what are the Simonim, how to identify that it's a Reif Tor in the Mishnah Nun Tesamar Aleph, and also you're following that. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you what are the four Simonim that B'chala days you can know that this is a Reif Tor. So that was the story with the Masur. So the Gemara comes out from the Pesuk, let's say if you have a Behemah, that's Kilayim. A Kes of the A's can have a hybrid together. So there's a lot from it. So if you would have a Kes that's not a Balmum, you can be Makrivit on the Mizbech. If you have an A's that's not a Balmum, you can be Makrivit on the Mizbech. And all you can go Shlomo with anyone. What if it's a hybrid, it's a Kilayim between a Kes of an A's? So you learn after this passage that Kilayim is not acceptable for the Sukkot. Oh, and not only because someone did it on their own, even if it happened by itself, even if the Davis made it on their own. Still, Kalim is possible, like what? A is Kotla Nidmet. The O is another meal. Let's say you have a kosher animal, not a hybrid of two different animals. It's a kosher animal, but it's an abnormal pregnancy, and it's Nidmet, it looks like a different animal. Let's say a cow, a male and a female cow. A cow and a bull get together and they have a blood, and the blood looks like a horse. The blood looks like an elephant, looks like something else. It's not a kilayim, but it looks like it's a nidmah, it looks like a different animal. The nidmah is also possible on a crop. Then you have a third meal, kibolit paka yatzidoifen. A deim is only kosher on a crop if it was born from a live mother. Yatzidoifen means if you cut open the rechem, and then you take out the lag, it wasn't pushed out there, harech. And the Paschim Aran, based on this Gemara, there's a Paschim Aran, that even if the lag comes out there, harech, but the rechem didn't push it out, let's say sometimes a woman has a difficult pregnancy, so the doctor cuts on both sides of the rechem, and then he sticks his hands in, and he takes out the uber. So it comes out that the rechem didn't push the baby out. The baby came out derech harechem and didn't cut over here. It's not the daifen. He didn't cut the daifen. The baby came out derech harechem, but the rechem didn't push it out. The doctor stuck his hands in and he took out the blood because there was some kind of a complication in the pregnancy. So the Pesuk said that's also called the yetzid daifen. So there's no pinyan on that. There's no pinyan on that on the yetzid daifen. And if such a blood would be born to a baby, it would not be kosher lahakrover. You know, it's absolutely normal blood. It's not climbing, it's not. Nidmen has no mom. You're not allowed to be makar the yetzidah and not because I'm chashav sidah. Achlekes in the Gemara, whether in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, so it says v'yam shmini. How does it say v'yam shmini ibo b'sara los? So it says that the oledes, as he made tumah the tara, the oledes is tumeya for 7 days and tara for 33 days. And if it's a baby girl, she's tumeya for 14 days and tara for 66 days, and then it says "Biyam Hashmini b'Hagi b'Atzaluk b'Yam Hashmini imo b'Sara b'Asa." So the Gemara at the beginning of Rabbez and the Niva has a machlokes hamorim. Is there a connection between the two dinim? So one opinion in the Gemara is that kol she'imu t'mei leiga nima l'shmaynu. Two pesukim are adjacent because they're connected. If it's going to be a vlad yetzidayfen, so there's no dinim tumah v'tahara, there's no tumah shiva, there's no tahara shlo 33 days. Then there's no Milo Lishmini. And the other opinion is no, it's not always that it's there. So the Gemara doesn't have a hachro on this machloikis. So the Kabbalah is that you go to chumra in both directions. So now I'll be mala baby if it's here to dechi. Then I'll be mala baby until the eighth day. Maybe there is a dinami with this mala. But if the cesarean delivery was on Shabbos and the Yom HaShemini was going to be Shabbos, and if the din is like the other opinion that you don't need Yom HaShemini, so you could have done it for Yisrael Sunday, could have done it the whole week. You made this cesarean delivery on Shabbos, could have done it for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You don't need Shemini. You could have done it on the second day after he was born. So then the Mila is only Decha Shabbos if it's Mila Bizman. It's not Mila Bizman, it's not Decha Shabbos. That's, if there's no din of Mila Bishmaina, then it's not called Mila Bizmana. So we go to Chumra in both directions. Whenever you have a Yotzi Deichen, and it's a Machlokes in Paragraph Leza de Milo, whether the din is any but the Meo Leda, that's also a Machlokes Atanaim in Mishneh Nida, Perk Yotzi Deichen. So Machlokes of Leza and Achacham, but Leza has Yotzi Deichen, Yoshim Olo Yimei Tumah Yimei Tara, has a din of Tumah. We don't pass like our Leza. We rarely pass like our Leza. Leza Shamutia, the Gemara says in Nida, then we rarely. It was from the Beishamai, so we rarely pass kind of like, don't we pass kind of like, it's a devil, it doesn't have the Mektumah with Tarek. So then we're right, have a Machlek, and so it's Nima Lishmai. So we go to Chumran, you shouldn't do the Bris Mila until the eighth day, but if the cesarean delivery was on Shabbos, and the Mela, the eighth day is on Shabbos, then you have to wait till the ninth day. Shouldn't do it in the course of the week, maybe you do need Shmini, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos, maybe you don't need Shmini. So you have to wait till Sunday. A quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, based on Rabbeinu Hananel on Maseches Chagiga, in the second paragraph of Maseches Chagiga. So the Gemara has a suffix, what's the din of Besula Sheibra Mahu? What's the question? Besula Sheibra. How is that possible? To say that the Gemara is talking about Christianity, that they claim, it's not a question of Havacha, that they claim that the mother Mary was a virgin, and they were talking about the Osarish. But the Rabbeinu Hananel learns that the Gemara was talking halacha; they weren't talking about theology. So what's the shad of Sula Shibra? So he says, what's the din of Nisabra Bambati? A woman became pregnant in an irregular fashion. The normal way is that the people are together. The woman was Nisabra Bambati; she wasn't even married. So the question is, so what's the suffix? The suffix is whether the meal is Derech HaShabbos. Why? Since it says Ishikin Sazria, the Ota Zohar, the Yom HaShemini Yimu, Sarah was, and maybe that's only if the Hazra was in normal fashion. Here, where it was irregular, because artificial insemination, the Sabra Bambati is very unusual, so maybe it's not the Cheshav. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, we should be choshish for this, Rabbeinu Hananel, that whenever you have an artificial insemination, a baby boy is born artificial insemination, and is born on Shabbos, so the Yimu shouldn't be the Cheshav. They say that Rabbi Yashiv didn't think that we have to be concerned about this funny shot of the Rabbeinu Hananel. And he said, and even if Rav Shlomo Zalman was right years ago, but now it became so commonplace that so many people are using artificial insemination, but now it is Kederach. That became Kederach. It's hard to say it's Kederach. Just because there's so many couples who can't have children, and the doctors have a way to help them by using artificial insemination, how that didn't become normal. He didn't like that. He didn't like this chumra. He thought that the meal is Derech HaShabbos. But here would be an issue not by artificial insemination. Let's say Taka have this kind of Yetzir Daifin. The baby is born Derech HaRechem, but the Rechem didn't push out the baby. There was a complication. The doctor had a cut on the both sides. Then he sticks in his hand and he takes out the baby. So he knows Derech HaRechem. That's called Yetzir Daifin. Later means when the Rechem of the mother pushed out the blood. So that's what the person said, when you get the Tikkun HaBen, and you get the Bila Zerich HaShabbos, and then you get to Karbonis, that a carbon, an animal, any given kosher animal, Shor Kesel Eis Ki Voli, is only kosher HaKrover. He wrote that the carbon Yishan Hashem is only kosher HaKrover, if it's Ki Voli, if it had the normal labor, if it had a Yetzir Daifin status, then not. A Penkin had a chiddush that was not accepted at all. He said if they induced labor by injecting a chemical into the blood circulation of the yoledes, like they sometimes do, so that's called yetzidah. It's only called labor when it's a normal, natural labor, when the rechem pushes out by itself. But since here the labor was induced by a chemical, that's called Yetzirah. The Pashtus is that we don't accept that opinion. It's not the same. If the doctor cuts open the woman and he sticks the hands in and takes it out, so the Rebbe didn't push out the baby at all. There was no labor. But if you have an induced labor, so after you inject the chemical, then now the Rebbe pushed out the baby. So bottom line, it is. So we assume that would be Doicha Shabbos. There would be a Pidyon HaBed. Difficult to say there's no Pidyon HaBed. And it's not Doicha Shabbos. Pashtus is not like this. So again, so the Gemara has these miyutim from the pasuk. Shor keser eis ki yivalin. So el o pasels kilai is pasel la'akrove. Even though both the mother and the father both behave the Torah, that's kosher la'akrove. But the kilai is not acceptable. And nidmen means nidmen if it's an abnormal birth. A normal cow and a bull gave birth to a blood. The blood looks like a horse. It looks like an elephant or something. Looks like even a behemoth, but it doesn't look like its mother, so that's not normal. So that's nidmet pasulakwa, the kivoli gets it there, it's pasulakwa. Then it says, Shiloh Siyakwa, the tachasin, the machus is man of pasul, okay? Then it's tachas, imo prakli yosin, and wallah. You cannot be makriva yosin, agabni habus bear. So Rabbi is going to roll up the sleeves and he's going to work out his proof. He says, menominal at the time, he's going to prove that he's right. The Pir Pishamru has to be the sub shchit. But we're not talking about shchit again. We're talking about psul korban. So let's see what he's going to say. He wants to know how Yosim Hechidom. What is the psul of Yosim? You know, have a behema. The behema is 10 years old, and its mother died. Its mother died 2 years ago. So it's a Yosim. How long is it a Yosim? Shiva. Shloshim. Basically, how long is it a Yosim? Why is it that's ridiculous? Hayasim Hechidami, what is the drush in this Torah's Kahana meaning? That Hayasim is possible. He may, Ma'ichi should say, the mother gave birth to the black, then the mother dies a year later. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. So the mother has to live forever. When you want to be makir of the black, so you have to check to make sure the mother is still alive. That doesn't make any sense. El, what the Mesav, or the Ilinite, must be like this. The mother died before the Uber was born. And they had to cut open the mother's rechem to take out the uber. That's a real yosin. The vlad, when it was born, that never had a live mother. Mother died before the vlad. This goes into a discussion. The Tesis ever the mesa by hardly limited. But the mother says in erchem that zayin that's physically impossible. Biologically, it's impossible that the mother should die and the uber should still be alive. Once the mother died, so the uber is nourishment, everything, the blood circulation is from the mother. The minute the mother dies, so the uber has to die. So how can the mother say, Ela de Mesa, the mother died then, and the uber was born? It's impossible, physically impossible. The Tesis quotes the mother says, that's only if the mother died, Echa de Mesa, Me'atzma. The mother died a natural death. But if someone killed the mother, so then it is possible that the woman will still remain alive even after the mother dies. It's not going to remain alive too long. You have to hurry up and get the Uber out. But it's possible. Okay, the Gemara says there are and that's not, it is possible. Sometimes the rare case. So the Gemara wants to know, Ellen the Mesa, if the mother died, the mother cow died before the Uber was born, that's the soul of Yasa in this effect. If the mother is dead, at the time the Uber comes out, so that's called Yetzir Daifer. The mother's dead means that the Rechem, the body functions of the mother are not working anymore. She's dead. So you can't say that her Rechem pushed out the Uber if the mother was Mesa. So the Gemara says, Michi Yivonet after. So that's possible because it's Yetzir Daifer. So when do you have a din of Yosem? When is your Psul Yosem in Karbonis? Elo Pshito, the only case that could possibly exist, that there's the Psul of Yasai, is Elo Pshito, the Zep Pirish Lanisa, the Zep Pirish Lachai. The mother has to be alive a little bit after the baby was born. That's how Rashi writes. But Lacha Shomes. You have to have Shor Kesereis, Ki Bobahoya, Imi Motacha. The blood has to be with the mother for a second, for a minute, and after the minute, the mother can die. You don't need that the mother should be there all 8 days. Rashi quotes this long passage, and Rashi quotes a section from the Torah's Kahani where it says, even if the mother dies before the Yom HaShmini, that's okay. But if the mother dies before the Uber is born, so the mother was not alive after the mother, after the Uber was born, even for a moment, they didn't share living in this world together, but that's the psul of Yosef. Then it's not acceptable. So when do you have the din? When is the psul of Yosef? The mother was alive during the whole Lego. If the mother died before the Lego was finished, then it's called Yetzir Dechen. Because Lego means that the Rechem pushed out the Uber. The mother died, the Rechem is not pushing anything out. So that means the mother was alive during the whole course of the labor, and then the mother didn't even survive a minute afterwards. So that's not the Yetzir Dechen, because mother was alive during the whole labor, but that's the psul. That's when you need the second Rosh of the psul of Yosef. Tachasimo, Prakta Yosef, that is not good. So now he gives it, must be Zapirish Lamisa, Zapirish Lahakshan. If the mother dies simultaneously with the Gemara of the Lega, so during the whole Lega the mother was alive, and after the Lega the mother died, she wasn't even alive, boilam mecha, together with the blood for a moment of time. So now comes Rabbi's proof. So how does he prove anything as far as the din of Mr. Kenneth, whether you need the purpose, what we're talking about, psul of Yosem of the by Karbanos. What does that have to do with Mr. Kenneth, with the purpose Shama Bems or Shchita, Bikmar Shchita? So he says like this, I am a Krishna Minach Vasa Kisof Leida. If you hold that the Adam has to be alive from the beginning to the end, how did it start calling Mute? Even though the mother was alive from the beginning of the Leida to the end of the Leida, but she died, that Pirishna Misa, that Pirishna Chaim, they never shared a moment's time together after the blood was born. So that's how did it start calling Mute? That's when the Pasuk is Mamai, the Psul of Yosef. But if you hold that you don't require that the animal should be alive during the whole Leidos, the training of the mother, what do you need a pasuk of Prato Yosem? Well, in that case, a psul of Yetzir Dechen. What did he say? So, well, what did Rabbi say to you? Very unclear. How did he link together the two deep? So Rashi gives you a comment. Rashi writes, Rashi gave a mask, lower than halfway down the Amud. So Rashi writes, the Lash Shmamino, but the letter Zayin in brackets in the Rashi. Elo Shmamino, Kol Nilsa, the Boba, Ramonan, Chiyusa, whenever the Halacha required, the Rabbana means whenever the Torah Shmapeh interprets the Psukim to require that an animal should be alive, you need the animal should be alive when it does the Lego. And you need the animal should be alive when you do the shechita. You can't shech the dead animal. And you need that the animal should be alive while it's doing later. So he's putting together, Rob is putting together both. Shmamina, what do you see from this brayse by Yetzir Dechen? Kol milse, any halacha, the bo baravon chiyuse. When the Torah requires that the animal should be alive to make a leido, the animal should be alive to do the shechita of it. You need it should be alive from the beginning to the end. So, what is the tushta? What does it have to do with Amud Aleph? On Amud Aleph, there was a machlekes, but the pirkei shamar is sufficient be'emta ha-shchita, or the pirkei has to be b'sof ha-shchita, b'gmar ha-shchita. So what does it have to do with the tachak ha-namin beis by Yosef? So the Chazon Ish works very hard on this. And the Sefer HaKulim on Yeridaya. So he thinks that it's Pashup Shat and Amud Aleph is a biological machlekes. It's a machlekes in Mitzvahs, machlekes and Mitzvahs. Is it possible that the animal has a pirkus, shows that the animal is powerful, strength, is alive and kicking? Pirkus means the animal is kicking its way around. So is it possible the animal, one moment, one second, is kicking, it's full of life, then the next second it drops dead? It goes from full life to dropping dead? Or do you have to say no? It's alive and kicking, and then it gets weaker, until it dies, it takes at least another 10 seconds. So if you hold Pirkei Shomer be'emtza shchita, that means it can't drop dead immediately. If you hold Pirkei Shomer has to be b'sof shchita, it is possible that it should die in a second. So that's what Rabbah proves from his din, from Leidah. He says, just like an Amalava Pirkus shows that the animal is alive and kicking, literally kicking, that's when the Pirkus is kicking its legs all over the place, kicking up the storm. So number Bay is late, that means that the Rechem is pushing out. It means that the mother is still alive and healthy, the mother's body. So is it possible to say that the mother pushes out the Uber from the Gemar till the Gemar Haleda? When is the Leda finished? Either Yotze Rosho or Rubo. That's the Mishnah. Either Yotze Rosho or Rubo. Usually that comes out first. The Rob HaRosh is Leda, or if it came out backwards, the feet came out first, so then Yotze Rubo. So that's where Rava argues. If Yotze Rosho or Rubo, the mother pushed out, the mother's Rechem pushes out the Uber one moment, and then Rabbi says, the next moment, the drop's dead. So they were never alive together. That's the psul of Yosef. It cannot be that the mother wasn't alive till the end of the later. The mother wasn't alive till the end of the later. So that's Yosef David. So you don't need the psul of Yosef. Yosef means the mother was alive till the Gemara of the later. The Gemara of the later is not Yosef Rosho Arubo. And then I have another process that says that Yosef is no good. If the mother dies, it's possible the mother has chiyus that is pushing out the blood, and then the next split second it dies, and it isn't even boil a mazer for a half a moment. But the blood, that's the psul of Yosef. That's why Rabbi proves that it is possible to go from alive and kicking, from chiyus gemura, to nothingness, to efes, to being dead. So that's what that's how Rava proves by logically that Raman Aleph also the Pirkus has to be big mar shchita. You can't say that it's sufficient with Pirkus the Emtza shchita on the assumption that it's improbable, it's impossible to go from alive and kicking to sudden death. You see it on the base that it is possible. So again, so Bishlein, that's what I started to say. Bishlein, if you learn the Poshim Shata Raman Aleph, that's a biological machleket. They don't understand the Tzushtel of Marov. We know Amin about the Tanya. Rava proves his point by quoting the Din of Psul Yosef. But if you look at the other suggestion that I seem to remember, Moshe Feinstein said that the Machlekes and Amin Aleph is not a Machlekes in biology. It's Machlekes in Lomd, it's Machlekes in Halacha. Is the Halacha only that Shechita on a dead animal is not Shechita? So as long as you perform the Shechita on a live animal, even though your Shechita didn't kill the animal would have died a natural death anyway at that time. That's okay. But he said, no, Shechita has to hasten the death of the animal. So if you say like that, then it's a machlokes in the definition of Shechita, so then you don't understand. What is he saying in Aminodo? What is he proving from Amit Venis, from the Psul of Yasa? So that part I don't remember what I'm wishing. He must have said something. Because again, all Shia, just don't remember what he said. Okay, the rest of the one is just the visible details that what's the definition of the Pirkus? How much of the Pirkus do you need? The next Mishnah also, Lamed Ches on the days, we covered much of this. The Amoche says that if you shech the Dehene, Tikruvus Avedizare, so the thing is that it's Asabanor, that's called Zikhe Mason. Vayochlu Zikhe Mason. Just like a Mace is Asabanor, so too the Tikruvus Avedizare is Asabanor. Mace Asabanor was Exer Shav Sham Sham Egla Rufo. And it says, Vakama Shamir Rapikova Sham, and the Egla Uber says, Vakama Shamir Segla Banacha. So Mishlam Melech wrote in Hilchas Ovil, he's not so convinced that the din that amazes Asabanua is a din that rises. It could be that that's only the Rabbon. He says that Taisus of the Feirish, that the Sham Shamir Egla Uber amazes Asabanua is a din that rises. Taisus just has 2 days, a steam between the Taisus and Chulin. This is in another Mesech that where the Or HaMeis is also by Nomen HaTorim and Rabban. But Psar HaMeis, this is the Suvus of Dabba Pasha, that is their rice. So this is interesting. If you got, if the whole Mokker, that the Krubus of the Zohar is also, is because it says Yichay Meis, and the Meis is also by Nomen. That's a Rashi quotes from the Gemara. So then, one other suggestion that a Meis also by Nomen is on the Rabban. So then the whole thing that the Krubus is also by Nomen is on the Rabban. That's a topic that Taisus discusses in Babakana, Perak Merubin. Maybe the whole Nisa Hanof that the group is Abedin Zohar is Anamun Drak Bakum. But the Pashtus is that it's Minatar. Pashtus is that a Nais is also Manam and Atoyro, and that the group is Abedin Zohar is referred to as Zikhe Nasim, by Yochum Zikhe Nasim is a Pasik in Tehidim. The Pashtus is that that's also in their eyes. See, the Mishnah says, if a person shechts Labedin Zohar, So that's the cruelness of a desire. It's also about no, probably minatar. That's what we assume. Probably minatar. What happens? The owner of the animal is a nachri. What if a nachri shechts a bema? A nachri odna with a zosh shechts a bema. He didn't say a shechts in the shame to prove his avodah, but he's a very cruel nachri. At every opportunity, he always brings karbanos to his avodah. So the nachri didn't say one way or the other. Should you assume stam achshev is akum la with his zohar? He probably had a mind la with his zohar, therefore it's going to be us by the way. They say no. Shechita sakum is the bema. But it's not Shita is not also Baba. So that's a Machlokes HaTana. So one Tana holds, Rav Eliezer is of the opinion that Rav Eliezer Paisot, that Shtam Achshev is Akum Lavedizar. We don't pass like that. You know, Shtam Achshev Sakum is not Lavedizar. Then there's a further Machlokes HaTana. What if Yisrael is shechting in the haven for a Nachri who has a mind, the Shem Tikrubis of the Vizar? He says so to Feirish. He says to the Jew, please shech this animal. I want the shechita to be a service for my Avodah Zarah. The Jew says, I'm going to do the shechita, but I'm not having a mind for Avodah Zarah. I'm not interested in worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So the Jew shechts it, and the Goy says, I have a mind to shame, the shechita should be a service of the Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah has a machlokes HaTana, and he say, it's a machlokes by Karbonis also. Do you say Ba'alim Mefaglim, or do you say Ena Ba'alim Mefaglim? Who can make people? People means if you have a machshavah to eat the korban chutz lizmanai. Chutz l'mekarmen is a little bit like people, but it's not the same. If you have a machshavah to eat the korban chutz lizmanai, that's a kach kachim, it's only nechal yom v'layla. I might eat the kach kachim tomorrow. Now it's before the shkia. I might not eat the kach kachim tomorrow. So that's if the yom v'layla at chatzos. So that chatzos is min the rabbanim, and also shach has min the Torah. I might eat the korban kach kachim, the korban I'm going to eat it tomorrow. So that's chutz lizman. Or let's say you have a shlomim, it's nechash neyam mumalai rechad. Have a mind to eat it in the third day. Today is Tuesday, so you can eat it Tuesday night, Wednesday. Have a mind to eat it on a Thursday. So Thursday is chutz lizman. So that becomes people. So even if you eat in toast man, it's a nisa kurds. You're not allowed to eat it even techas man. What if you have machshava to eat a chutz from komo, the makam of kachi kachim is the azara, for the zichri kuna, you can eat it. The makam of kachi kalan is Yerushalayim. So let's say he does shechita kabbalah halacha zrika one of the dalar avodas intending to eat the korban chutz l'mekom. Chutz l'mekom is pasul ve'en bo koretz. Chutz man is tibul ve'esh bo koretz. That's a mishnah is like that. So then zrochim there's a machlokes hataraim where the baal mefag lamina. A person brings the korban to the Beis Hamikdash because he took a neder because he was machal shabbos b'shogeg whatever. He's mechuyav to bring a korban for some reason or another. And he brings the korban and he gives it the kohen that they should be makrovin, they should do the dalar avodas adam. So as they're doing the dalar avodas adam, the baal korban nishkin kohen, he's not a kohen. He has a mind to put some of it away in the freezer and eat it next week. He wants to save some of it to eat the chutz lizman chutz kohen. But that make it people, but that make it possible. So one time holds the baal mefaglim, the other holds ain't a baal mefaglim, only the kohen hoyvik. One is actually doing the avodah can be mefaglim. It can only be mefaglim. Bishas one of the Dalar Avodas. Only one who's doing the Avodah can be Mefagel Bishas Avodah. The Balaam cannot be Mefagel. So we pass an Ena Balaam Mefagel. According to the sheet that done in Korban is Balaam Mefagel. So there's a Machloek in Satanayim over here. Would you say Chulim Yafinon Chutz Mifnim? Should you say just like by Korban is Mifnim? In the Beis Hamikdash, the Balaam can be Mefagel. So maybe a Machshov and the Shem of the Zorah, which makes it Tekubis, maybe even the Balaam Hamik can also. You can also have such a machshav. When Yisrael was shechting the behemah, the shechet, the religious shechet, shech the behemah, the shame, it should be eaten by Jews on Shabbos. And yet the flesh, kosher flesh, the goyish, owner of the behemah, has a mind that I want the shechita to be the shame to krumbus for Avodah Zarah. So we pass can even in karbanas by the manach mefag. Only one who actually does the avodah. The most machlekes hatarim is on the assumption if you should hold that bailam on mefag by karbanas. In the Bible, have a machshavas over here to make it into the kubis of the Lord. We pass from that now. Rashi writes a strange lashon. Here's the Rashi on Lamed Tes on the day, second line from the Bible. He's talking about the Bala Behemis in Israel. A Nachri pays me money. The Gemara says, I'm about to shech the behemah, chulim. Now he pays me $100. He wants $100 worth of fish. So I say, okay, you'll have $100 share. Yeah, it was worth $1,000. So you'll learn, you will now own 10% in Yam. Tells me which 10%. Weinstein, the front legs, the back leg, we agreed to it. So the Nochri is now a shutuf. And the Nochri is a very frum and Nochri, he wants all the shchitim to be the shame on Avodah Zarah. So Rashi writes a lashon, and we pass him by the manach b'fagel. It's not a problem. The Rashi writes, should I say it is soil as naso shlucha shalan Nochri, and he makes it into tikruvus Avodah Zarah. So that's what I saw the Levari and Chulin. On this Rashi points out that the Labush has such a lashon. Usually the Labush has something strange. Here the Labush quotes straight from Rashi. He fell in here too. He shouldn't have quoted this Rashi. This is a Rashi. So the Prima Gordon points out he doesn't know what kind of a funny lashon that is that the Labush said. That the Yisrael is Nasr, it's a discussion whether the Yisrael is Nasr Shlucha Shalom Nachri. What does it got to do with Nasr Shlucha? The thing is, ain't Shlichas in the Nachri. There's not such thing, the Yisrael can't be a Shlichas in the Nachri. It's a funny Rashi. The Shaila, if you all buy them the Fagman, so you know that Yalpinu Chutzpitne, just like in the Azor, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, buy them on the Fagman. So to all the Yabai Chulin, buy them can make an Hashem as Shchit and Meshem of the Yisrael. He's asking that. The past can be based on English, the bottom of the fragment, so the male chutz will be based on English also. So the Gemara says these are the two issues that are debated. Three issues. What are the two? Three issues. Whether they say Samach Shevet Sakhm Abed Zor or not, if Samach Shevet Sakhm Abed Zor, anytime a Nochri will shech the Be'em, Nochri Oibet Abed Zor will shech the Be'em, will automatically be Yosef Ano, anytime Tikru is Abed Zor. But we hold that the Stamach Shem Sachem is not Lavid Yisrael, so the Melech, Shechita Sachem is Nevela, but it's Mutta Baro. It's only also Bachil and Mutta Baro. So that's one issue, with the Stamach Shem Sachem Lavid Yisrael. Then there's another issue, the Yisrael Baro Nefaglim and the Beis Amik Doshema. Then there's a third issue, Afin in Tim Soloema, we pass, no, ain't Baro Nefaglim. Afin in Tim Soloema, Baro Nefaglim and the Beis Amik Dosh, maybe I should say, Loi Afin in Chutz Bitni. Baro Nefaglim is a Dini Beis Amik Dosh, it shouldn't necessarily carry over to the puts with these on the issue. These are the three issues that the Gemara has on the list. Then the Gemara has a similar shayla where the Afinu Chutz Bipne, just like Bible. If you all like the town called Bible the Fagman in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's a machlokes where the Afinu Chutz Bipne be carried over to outside the Beis HaMikdash. So similarly, there's an issue in the Beis HaMikdash, another shayla. And there's a shayla if you hold the Beis HaMikdash a certain way, can you carry it out? The Beis HaMikdash, namely, in the Beis HaMikdash there is a din of people. What is people? He does one of the Dabba Dabba Yisadam. He's the Kohen who's doing it. Shechita does need a Kohen. Whoever does the Shechita. Shechita, Kabbalah, Allah has Rikah. Kabbalah, Allah has Rikah. These are the Dabba Dabba Yisadam. Have to be Bayom. All the other Rabbis, Akhtar Seymurim, Hefshid, Tuach, all the other Rabbis can be done by life. The Dabba Dabba Yisadam have to be done by Yom. The same thing by the Mincha, there are Dalar Avoidans that are parallel to the Dalar Avoidans Adam. The Knitz is parallel to the Shechita because you buy the Chelet Avoidah, that's what we spoke about this week. Then you have the Kiddush Kli is parallel to Kabbalah, so then you have Avoidachar, is Avoidachar the same Avoidachar. Then you have Akhtar Zeymurim is parallel to the Zrika Saddam. So just like in the Dalar Avoidans Adam, whoever is doing that Avoidah can make people. So the same thing by the Mincha, whoever does it can make people. So what does it mean, people? So that's in a certain sense, he's doing Shechita Kabbalah and Lachas Rikir, and at the time that he does these Avodas, he's having in mind something about Achila. He's going to eat a Chutz from Komo, he's going to eat a Chutz from Zmano, he's going to eat a Chutz from Komo. Chutz from Zmano makes it Pigul, Chutz from Komo makes it Kapasim, Beim Okaris. So you see, there's an Indian of Mechashim Yavayil Avodah. I'm thinking now, at the time that I'm doing either Shechita Kabbalah and Lachas Rikir, about Achila. So the machshava that I plan to eat a chutz l'zman, a chutz l'komo, makes a psul now when I'm doing this on the other. So maybe hod dinami, the din is, Rashi explains, the first Mishnah of Zvachim says, that if you shech a chatos or a pesach, shalom b'shmo, so it's a ganz impossible. If you do shchita kabbalah halacha, or zvika, that one of the dala rabbi shalom b'shmo, the whole carbon is possible, so you can't proceed. But let's say you did a shchita, of the Korban Pesach or Echad Shalom Lishma. So you have to stop where you are. You're not allowed to do the Zrika Sadam. The whole Korban is possible. But let's say you did Shechit Kabbalah Halacha normally, you did the Zrika Shalom Lishma. You have to stop where you are. You're not allowed to be makta in the emurim, but this korban is pasal. You're not permitted to be makta in the emurim of the pasal of korban on the mizbeach. So this did that if you do shalom l'shmon, it passes the whole korban. That's only by chatos and pesach. By all the korbanos suggested did if you do the avodah shalom l'shmon, the korban is kosher el shalom all of the balei l'shem chayim. But by pesach and by chatos, if you do shalom l'shmon, the whole korban is nifsal. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Do you say mechasha me'avoy the lover? Every people is in a certain sense mechasha me'avoy the lover. He's doing either shchit the kabbalah aloha zvika and thinking about what he's going to do when he's going to have the achilu. Means have the achilu kutz lizmana. So that's his mechasha about this avoy, about the avoy of achilu. It's not exactly avoy, but in a certain sense it's like mechasha me'avoy the lover. So one sheet the Gemara has a machlokes of biach and mishlokish. So Rabbi Yochanan holds just like by Pigul. We say Mechash Shemei Avoy Gola Avoy Gola. So he says the same is true. Shchoto, here, about 10 lines from the top of Lama Tesla Menala. Shchoto, what means Shchoto? He shechted her, shechted Achatas. Rashi says the din applies to a carbon pesach and to a carbon chatas, but chatas is lashon nekeva. And Pesach is Losh Mizrach, so Shkata, he shechted her, means he shechted a chakatas lishma, shechted the shem chakatas, planning lizer dam shalom lishma. He says, you do shechits, you don't deserve to bring a korban chakatas. You don't deserve a kapor, you're such a balabayur. I'm shechting it for you, but I'm not going to do, when I do this rike, I'm going to do this rike with shem shlomit, not the shem chakatas, you don't deserve to get a kapor. That's called shalom lishma. He does this thing, he knows that it's a chatos. If he didn't know that it's a chatos, then it's a machlokes in the Gemara, and it's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam had a pasuk. The Rambam pasuk is that's not called the Shini Kodesh, that's not called Shalom Lishma. If he made a mistake, he thought it was a shalom, he thought it was an oil. So if he knows that it's a chatos and he doesn't want the guy to get a kapor, he says, you don't deserve to bring a chatos, I'm shechting it to Shem Shlomi. Or the Shem Moilot. So that's called Shalom Lishma. So Gemara has Shchot of Lishma. He did the Shchit of the Chatos Lishma, but he announces now, he says he has a mind when he's going to do the Zvika, he's going to do the Zvika Shalom Lishma. So if he ultimately does the Zvika Shalom Lishma, fine. Anyone want the Dalar Avodas Adam, that he does Shalom Lishma, we pass all the whole Chatos of the Pesach. We're talking that when it comes time for the Zvika, he does not do it. He does not continue to do the Zvika Shalom Lishma. He only did the Shchit announcing in advance that it's going to do the Zvika Shalom Lishma. Rabbi Yechon says it's silver because Mechashim HaAvayla HaAvayla. Because Gamrin HaMashav is Tigal. Tigal is always like that, from one Avayla to the other. You have to Mashav to have the Achila, which is Manai, has that Mashav at the time when he does the Shchita Kabbalah, the Avayla, or the Zvika. So that's always Mechashim HaAvayla HaAvayla. Rabbi Yechon learns that from that, the Mechashim HaAvayla HaAvayla, not only for Tigal purposes, but see, he does the shchit intending to do the zvika sadam shalom lishma. So even if he ultimately he never ends up with that, the zvika shalom lishma, it's already possible. Mechash me'avay l'avay. Mishloch ish disagree. No such thing. Mechash me'avay l'avay. There is no such halach. Check. And then the second machlokes is on the fourth line from the top of the Amud. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan goes to the shittasa. Not only does he hold mechash me'avay l'avay the defnim by the karbonis, but he does the shchit intending to do the Zvika Shalom Lishma, even though he ends up doing the Zvika Shalom Lishma. The Shechita is very possible. Mechash Me'avoy L'Avoy. He said the same is true by Kulim. Asher Chesed Be'Eino intending this Rav Dom Al-Avoy Lizar. He plans to be Zerg the Dom Al-Avoy Lizar. What's talking to him? A person shechts a Be'emas Kulim. Then he takes the Dom and he says, hey, let me worship Al-Lizar. He takes the Dom and he Zerg it. So the Dom becomes, that's what the Gemara calls Zvika HaMishtaberes. The dam becomes also Balo. Let's say if you worship Abu Zar by throwing sticks at the Abu Zar. The Gemara says that sticks do not become also Balo because he didn't do his Rika Amish Taberet. Zorak Makel is Mutter. Shiber Makel Bufanelo. Rabreka Makel, that's his Rika Amish Taberet. Then the Makel will become Pitrudis. It'll be also Balo. Let's say that I take a salami and put it in front of the Abu Zar as a maton. But it didn't get burnt yet. So the Gemara says that salami is still mutter by now. But if I take a salami and I slice it in front of the Avodah Zarah, I did a zvika mishtaberes, I cover it up into tiny pieces, but then it becomes also by now. That was the whole fuss that they made about the cutting off the hair. That they thought that when the people in India worship this other desire and they shave off the hair, they thought that that's a zrika mishtaberes. That they're cutting off the hair to give it as a gift to the other desire. So since they're cutting it, so that's what they thought that's a zrika mishtaberes. But then when they looked into it further, they came to the realization that they're not really cutting off the hair to give it as a gift to the other desire. Because in their other desire, they consider the hair like fingernails or like soil, like meirag lime, anything that that separates from the body, they consider it like a meirag lime, like soil. So they would never give it as a gift. What they do is they sacrifice their beauty to the Avodah Zarah, but that's not, they're not sacrificing the hair to the Avodah Zarah. They take the hair and they sell it, they make money. The galocha make money on the hair. But all the Avodah Zarah are not sacrificing hair. They're not cutting off the hair to give it as a gift. If they would be doing that, that would be Zrika Mishtaberes. That attack would become Azabanura. They consider this to shave off the hair, you should look ugly. So they're sacrificing their beauty to the other desire. So that's not called Zrika Mishtaberes. So here the Gemara has. So what's the din? If someone shefts a Benas Gwinim, and then he has a container full of dam. The dam is going to gush all over the place. So he gets a bucket and the milk collects in the bucket. So then he takes the bucket of dam. He decides to worship on the Zohar. So he pours the dam on his Mizbeach on the Zohar. So it's a machloek is Rashi and Tosfos on all the days. The top Tosfos on all the days. The Rashi that they're quoting, Rashi claims that there were two avodas, the top two lines in Rashi, on Lamed Tes on the days. Rashi says, if either you shech the Be'emel of the Rizor, or you zork the Zan of the Rizor, these are the two Avodas that are described the Ani Hubechsiva. These are the only two Avodas that are described in connection with Avodah Zarah. Shchit and Zvigas Adam. By Lachin, it's Shchit and Kabbalah and Lachin Zvigas. By Avodah Zarah, only two out of the four are described in the Tanakh. One is the Lech Lalehi Yachra, one of the Sheikhs, the Kartan of the Rizal Sky, it's in Yachon. The other one is Balasat and Sayyidah, that you're not allowed to desert the dam for Abu Rizal. So Rashi says, even there are these two, if you desert the dam, the shame of the Rizal, the whole animal becomes also bad and wrong. Tosfos says, where did you get that from? You're doing a Zrika Mishtaberes, when you pour dam on Abu Rizal, the dam becomes the group of Abu Rizal. You pour wine in front of Abu Rizal, so the wine is a Zrika Mishtaberes, because it's all contained in a bottle, in a cup and a container, and then when you stop pouring it, so it breaks up, it separates into droplets of blood, or droplets of wine. So that's called the Zrika Mishtaberes. So whatever dam you pour will be a Zrika Mishtaberes, so dam will become also, but kazam. And a Mizbeach Lavid Zareh will not cause that the whole animal should become also by now. That's what Tosfos argues with Rashi. That's obvious. Rashi apparently assumes that whatever you do with the dam immediately following the shchita affects the shchita, just like kisui hadam. So Tosfos points out later on Peches Aminah with the top Tosfos, the kisui hadam, not Peches Aminah, Pezayin Aminah, the top Tosfos on Pezayin Aminah, that kisui hadam is a gemara of the shchita. So apparently over here by Karbanos also, the zrikas hadam is the hemshach of the shchita. So Memele Rashi thinks if you do Shchita Veshem Chulam, no, but then you do Zrika Sadam, Lava Dezare. So there's room to argue the point and say, Hachir Sof Al Chilosa, that's a different discussion. If a person is a Muma Lava Dezare, so Muma Dilika Akum, maybe Shech Tzebeim is going to be the veil. But let's say a person Shech Tzebeim, and then beard and face and is up the broch and he's shaking, and then he says, after Yishan Rehm, giving up the whole vision, I'll start believing in Yashin. So the Shach discusses, you say, Hachir Chsof Al Chos, it's the same as Shchit Bas Mumer, but the Shach says, we don't find anywhere in the Gemara. You should have the right that you should say Hachir. The Gemara talks about Hachir Chsof Al Chilas. That's the whole suit in here. And then Lamed Tes Al Reis, Hachir Chsof Al Chilas is a psychological judgment call. If a person did something we're not sure what he meant, and then he continues to do something else, so does that shed light on what he did originally? They say, Hachir Sof of Chilpas. So the Gemara discusses it. Someone wants to give me a matona. The Gemara has a few cases. Someone gives me a matona, all of his assets, including a bit kleinim. And then I'm watching. He gives the benefactor, one wants to give the matona, makes a kingdom to someone else, I might be here. I'm watching all this happen. So there, someone else gives a suitor to the one who has all the property, and he should be makna the eved kanani to me, and I'm a kohen. So the kohen should claim his eved truma. So then now the eved kanani is allowed to be truma. Then when they tell me, they come to me and say, we were just mezaka all the avodim to you, they're all yours. Now they can eat truma. I say, I don't want it. I didn't want it in the first place. So do you have the right to? If I already acquired ownership of Devi Kani, then tomorrow I say I don't want it. So the only way to get rid of Devi Kani is to be Meshachar him or to be Mafkehem. So he can't just say I don't want it. He said I don't want it. That means the equivalent of Hefke, but a Mafkeh Rabado, Yotzel Cheris, and Tzor Gil Shichur. The person said this man Dama holds that a Mukkah Gil Shichur is also true. They're still each one. And one time he says, no, Achil Sof Alchilos. Achil Sof Alchilos. So the Gemara has, that's one case, the Gemara has another case, Achil Sof Alchilosai. And then he says, Kisvu Tru Get Vishti. Write the get and give it to my wife. Because I'm going, I want to divorce my wife. So they write the get and give it. What if he says, Kisvu Get Vishti? He didn't say Kisvu Tru. He didn't say Kisvu Tru. He just said Kisvu Get Vishti. Then they go, they write the get and they give it. They have no right to give it, he never authorized them. What if he said, he looks also great, he looks crazy, he says, Kiss forget, and he means to know. And they wrote again and they gave, and then the guy climbs up on the roof and he jumps off and he commits suicide. So then Igmar has a shaila, Reb Shimon Leon holds, Achet Sofam Chilosa. He looks great in the first place, and he says, Kiss forget, Vishti. And if he's really Yotzeh Lehor, give him. No, the police are taking away to put him in prison, they're going to kill him. Even if he only said kiss for get nish, he didn't say kiss for tru, we assume that a yotze b'kaylor, he's on the lamos. When he said kiss for, he meant kiss for tru. No, just nice. He said kiss for get nish. We had a hunch that he meant kiss for tru. We gave it, and then later on, so if he gets killed in an automobile accident, there is no hachil self atchilos. But if he commits suicide within an hour. Then it's not kachil so alchilos, and when he says kiss, but he will make kiss with tru, because I'm gonna commit suicide soon, and I don't want my wife to be skukar yaro. You have the shadow today, the kachil so alchilos. A non-Jew wants to marry a Jewish girl, and he can't marry her by the rabbanut unless he's going to convert. So he says he promises up and down he's going to keep all the mitzvahs. He converts, and then the next week he's ready machal shabbos, and he doesn't go to shul, doesn't daven, doesn't say any brachot, doesn't keep anything. So then all the pasukim say hachil sof alchilosai, that the whole Kabbalah on mitzvahs was the fast. The shayla is how far down the road can it happen, let's say 10 years later. So a gershon is guided 10 years later, gershon chazal l'suva. So Mar says that he bought this in the sugya of king. Gershon is one woman here, Jewish, because he's a Jewish. You can hachil sof alchilosai, that the whole gerus was no good. So that's a question of how soon after the gerus does it have to happen that he's not going to be observing the mitzvahs, that you have the right to say achil sof alchilosa, that he wasn't Jewish at all. Rabbi Soloveitchik was once the Ostach of Shaila. The goy converted and he married a Jewish girl, and then in the middle of the Shiva Sina Mishta, he took all of her money from the bank accounts, all the bank accounts were joined. He emptied out all of her bank accounts and he disappeared from the face of the earth. So the girl was stuck. She was an Asian city. She didn't know where to find her husband. So the rabbi of the community came to Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik asked, did he daven in shul on Shabbos? Did he put on tefillin? Did he say amos? Did he wash the tefillin? Nothing. He didn't do anything. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he did nothing. So he said there was no kabbalah on mitzvahs. The whole thing was a fraud. Achil sofam chilos. The whole kabbalah on mitzvahs was a fake. So that so there's a rabbi who says over this story. So he says that's why when he performs a conversion, so he gives the ger a cookie. After he comes to say bracha bar mitzvah. So once he says that bracha, he can't overturn my gerus because Rabbi Soloveitchik said he did nothing. So there's none. So he takes everything literally. The pashtus is he says bar mitzvah doesn't help. If within a week or two, within 30 days. He demonstrates that he's not keeping anything. It's by the Achir Sof Alchilos. That's this sugya. It's not about local din. It's like the Gemara talks about shechita also. He does this because Satan loving his own. Maybe you should say Achil Sof al Chilon of Satan upon ego. So the Shach writes in Hilchas Mumer that you don't say if a person when he's Shech seems to be observant. Then it becomes a Mishumer loving his own later in the day. You don't say Achil Sof al Chilon that he was a Mumer from before. You only assume it's Mikael Lahapo. But Agamemnon talks about cases, sometimes you will say Achil Sof al Chilon. It's a universal topic, it's a psychological issue. It applies to Geirus, by Kabbalah's on this, like it applies to all the other cases as well. Okay, we better stop here. I know you have to daven Mincha, so tomorrow, as it stands now, I won't be able to give a shiur. If anything changes, I'll be happy to let you know, but Thursday, I plan to give the shiur the regular time, your time. Okay, have a nice day.